Ah, thank you for calling back. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. It happens so much during transfers and holds, and I'm not offended in the least.
Yes, I'm like, I feel so bad.
I spend all day, every day, on my job is on the phone. The number of people I've accidentally hung up on and the number of people that accidentally hang up on me, is not a problem. So I got you locked in. I'm going to pull up the calendar here so we can take a look at that and get you scheduled. Let's go to today. And okay, so it's for you, what is it, right about 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Your time.
And I was thinking if we could do it right now, it would be great because I'm going to be super busy on Monday and then the rest of the day I have to meet clients. And a few. That's why that client keeps calling me.
Sure. Let's see. So I got... Can we do... Does 2 o'clock work? I don't know if I have somebody free right this minute. And I'm booked...
Oh, yeah. 2 o'clock at that.
You cannot? Okay.
No, I'm not that meeting with that client.
Okay. Let's see here. My noon is booked. Can I get you in at, how long is your meeting with that client? Could you do it after that?
Maybe like 5?
Let's see. 5 o'clock. 5 I don't have available. I've got 4.
Okay, 4 will work. I think I'm going to be in front of the, do I have to be in front of the computer or we could do everything by phone?
I think we can do everything on the phone. It might help if you have access to the computer. I'm just taking a look here to make sure I have. Oh, I'm sorry. My 4 o'clock is booked. My 4 is booked. Okay.
Or we could do 3, but I'm going to be on the road if that's okay.
I want to make sure that you need to get a hold of something like information or something like that that you can. How about Monday? Would Monday work for you? That's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Monday, if it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I can do that.
We can make that work.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for your flexibility on that. Let's see.
Or do you guys have anything at 1 o'clock?
Today?
Yeah.
Let me check. Let's see. Today, I do not have 1 o'clock, I'm afraid. Today got pretty full. Yeah, the only time I have probably is that same time that you're in that meeting, which is 3. Okay, so let's try Monday.
Okay. Let's stick with Monday then.
Okay, Monday, and did you say 9 o'clock?
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Let me get you in here. All right. And I'm going to put your phone number in here.
And this is to create the website and the logo and all that, right?
This, in a lot of what's going to happen here on this call, too, is going to be setting, kind of locking in some of your keywords. They're also going to collect some more information about your business. And it's going to be the bulk of what we need to do to get you started. And your website will actually probably... We're going to move really fast on that. You'll probably have your website up in within 1 to 2 weeks. And that's about the same time that your Google ads are starting. So we're going to move pretty quick. So first thing that happens is a client interview. We get some content built. Then we set up your reporting dashboard, get you submitted to those directories. That's, you know, the Yellow Pages, White Pages, Bing, Foursquare, the Chamber of Commerce, that kind of stuff. Then we get your web page up, because we'll be working on it in the meantime. Get your Google Ads running. And then day 30 to day 45, your listings start to appear. And your ranking starts to go up over time. So you get some action pretty fast. And then what is going to happen is once we get to the end of the first month to halfway through month two is where the magic really happens. And okay. And that's when it gets super exciting. Let's see. So, sorry, one sec here. I'm trying to do two things at once again. Okay, and oops. I'm sorry. So you might get two invitations for, I got the time wrong and I just fixed it. So you might get one that says 8:30 and then you might get a thing that says it's been, 9:30 and you might get a thing that says it's changed to 9 o'clock your time, which is 8 o'clock our time here. We're in California. Let's see. And let me add, my team here. Okay, client interviews. Okay. Perfect. Okay, that's set. And then I have one more thing for you as well, which is a, it's called a voice verification script. And this is a recorded part of our conversation. Because this is a discounted program that's not normally advertised, this is going to outline the service agreement for you and is an added form of protection for you. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll have just a few questions for you that will be recorded. So as I'm walking you through this, if there is anything you do not understand, do me a favor and stop me, and you can just say, hey, Lars, what does this mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. So I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before this is all processed. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Blue Dream Hidden in there.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title with the business.
Juliana Gutierrez, owner.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility on Google, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. However, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. That's very helpful. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a reoccurring payment that will reoccur at the amount of $299. It will automatically renew each month on, today is the 11th, so each month on the 11th. You may discontinue your agreement at any time with us by contacting client support. We're going to give you all the contact information from us to prevent charges to your next, to prevent charges for your next month of service. Please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
What was the cancellation terms again? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting us. To prevent charges for your next month of service, which is renewed each month on the 11th, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So before 3 days before the 11th, we ask that you would let us know. That way we can prevent your card from being charged again.
Awesome. Got it.
Perfect. Okay, wonderful. So I've got you set up here. You should be seeing an email for the call on Monday. And then you may have also received a text or email that says terms of service. Have you seen that yet? Or terms and conditions, sorry.
On my email?
Yep, email, or it may have sent to you by text as well.
I'm checking now. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I think I got a text. Okay, so click on that.
Yep, click on that, and there's a link there. And that is the terms and conditions. There should be a place to type your name. And we'll need you to type it exactly as it appears there. And I believe there's also a box for you to click.
Okay, and then now it popped me to my username.
To your username. Let's see.
It says local slash, and then it says username and password.
Okay, so I don't think we need to do that yet. Let me just check to make sure this went through here.
So
we are good. So your username and password, they will get you set up with that on Monday.
Do I have to have an AMP for this or no?
I'm sorry, do you have to what?
Have an AMP?
An app? No, you do not need an app.
Oh, okay.
And your username and password is just going to be for our reporting system where you can track how many phone calls you're getting, the searches, how many clicks, all of that stuff. And they'll set you up with that on Monday. So I've got my systems here show me that the terms and conditions are signed, which is good. We've got you scheduled for your call Monday. We've got your first month locked in. And everything is good to go. The ball starts rolling now. And on Monday, then they're going to start with all the information they need for your website, for your Google Business Profile. It's all going to start happening pretty quick.
Okay, perfect.
That's everything I have for you. Juliana, you've been absolutely delightful to meet and to work with. I'm super excited that we're going to have the chance to work with you and help you get leads, get your costs down for your marketing and get it more effective. And we will talk to you Monday. Tell you what I'm going to do too. Let me shoot you a text with my direct number.
And what do you think about Yelp? Because I'm in Yelp as well.
Yelp is okay. And we can help you manage your Yelp presence as well.
Okay.
Yelp, it like a lot of online platforms, it can be sort of hit or miss. Some businesses do amazing with Yelp. Some businesses hate Yelp. Most businesses are somewhere in between where they're like, yeah, Yelp's pretty good. So I tend to say Yelp is pretty good. Yeah, for the most part, Yelp will sometimes really try and muscle you into signing up for something that you don't necessarily want. That's maybe my biggest complaint that I hear, that Yelp's trying to bully me into something. Overall, I tend to think Yelp is a pretty decent place to be. So, during your client interview on Monday, they'll be able to give you some more insight on Yelp as well, because they deal with like the behind the scenes stuff of that more than I do. If that makes sense. Oh, are you still with me? Did I lose you again?
No, I'm still with you. Sorry.
Okay.
I have questions. I just got an email where it says there's this person that is trying to contact me, and his name is Lars.
That's
and
me.
He said, "Let's." Oh, that's you.
Yep. So that's just a generic text for me that says, "Hey, let's get you started on Google or whatever." We've already done that. But in that message, you'll see an 877 number with an extension.
Yeah.
That's my direct number. So if the number that I'm talking to you on, and the number that text came from, if you call that back, you'll get our main phone system, and you'll have to talk to somebody and ask them to transfer you to me. If you just call that 877 number and put in that extension, you'll get me directly.
Oh, awesome.
So I just wanted to text you that so you had that handy. So that you have an easy way to get a hold of me if you need something.
Oh.
And you'll get information you'll get contact info on your client interview on Monday. But before that, you know, until that happens, I want to make sure if you have questions or you need something, you can get a hold of me easy without having to bounce around our phone system first.
Okay. Well, I'll save it.
Perfect. Juliana, anything else that you have for me today? I think I've got everything I need here to get you started.
I'm excited. Thank you so much for helping me.
I am too.
Getting me through.
Absolutely. We're here. You've got a support team here. Myself, our technicians, our customer service department. We'll walk you through every step of the way, and I'm so glad to be working with you. I'm very excited too. So thanks for all the time you spent with us today. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great Friday. Have a great Valentine's Day. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.
All right, perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.